the reality is that schools need to adopt these policies.
Matthew Crean Higgins leads Buffalo's Pride Center. The directive by the Obama administration was issued back in May. Public school districts across the nation received a joint letter from the Departments of Education and Justice, voicing concerns that transgender students should not be discriminated against.
But there's, you know, a law, the Dignity for All Students Act, that requires that. And as the Buffalo Public School representatives had explained to us, they recognize the need and the necessity of following that law, but also having something locally in place to make sure that their employees, their teachers, and their school communities know how to honor that.
Crean Higgins tells WBFO News how various organizations assisted with input to the Buffalo School District on this matter.
The staff of the Transgender Health Initiative at the Pride Center of Western New York, as well as our community partners, the Spectrum Transgender Group and Gay and Lesbian Youth Services, worked with the Buffalo Public Schools toward giving some advisement on the policy as it was written, and they were very receptive to that.
And in the midst of the presidential campaign, Crean Higgins noted the LGBT community has been used as a kicking point, and that's created a damaging effect on some individuals already feeling marginalized.
We, as a community, have a long way to go on a lot of things, so we're always grateful for the progress that we've made, but always aware that we have to keep on moving forward and making sure that we maintain that progress.
The city school board is expected to hold community meetings before adopting a final transgender policy. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.